That was North Carolina boundary line. And so after me and him, used to go down to Pensacola picking up those cars. I used to ride in Puerto Rico. So North Carolina has some of the beautifulest summer resorts ever. Some of the beautiful motels ever. You will lay your eyes on. And on down through South Carolina. We went on down through there. On down to, I think, a place called Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
On down to you love Myrtle Beach.
Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. I know we went through down through there. And on down to Mississippi, on down to Pensacola. And I see all those things, you know, but at that time, the blacks didn't have any combination on the highway. See? They had to, if he come out of Ohio, Illinois, or any place up there, if he's going south, he had to ride all the way, or else have a wreck or something or other, killing some of his family, some white families too. Well, I had that in my mind that I could just get rich doing it, you know. So I told this fellow I was riding with, I said, that's what I want, one of those things. I said, because we blacks don't have any accommodations on the highway. If you go to a white place, you have to go around the back and get a sandwich. You couldn't go in the front, and you weren't allowed to go to motel or nothing like that, you know. See, those things, that just stayed in my mind. I just knew I was going to get rich. Well, one came up to for sale. $30,000. So.
That was a 58 one,
isn't it? 57. 57? 57. I think it's 54. Oh, yeah, that's 54. That's before integration broke out. Right along in that time. So I didn't have all the money with her. I sold my farm. Sold it for $10,000.
200 acres for
$10,000. It sold for $85,000 about a year ago. So I said, well, I'll go ahead and try this. So I got a woman partner, because I know that's what she's going to say. I come with that busted. Yeah, that's what you're going to say, I know that. So I had a grocery store, and I had a...
10 years
ago. Yeah, and I had a place where, same as out in Las Vegas, where you gamble all the time. There wasn't no yoga, there ain't no, what do you call it, one of those
casinos.
There wasn't no casino, just, you know, what you're talking about, played with the boys down there. And so, I just might left it up to her. In fact, I just left it up to her. Join. And before I knew, well, I knew everything was all in ditches. She's, I lived in her, paid her notes on it and everything. When I knew everything, that's right. The lady was fixing to foreclose the mortgage on it. And I said, well, I just don't know. So she, when it come up for sale, I think I run it up just a small amount, because the lawyers told me not to, you know, not to be bothered with it. I had two lawyers, and they said, just go ahead and let her have it. They said, Martin, you know,